This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Vice President Pence is expected to meet with members of the retail industry tomorrow. They'll be talking about the headwinds they face, especially the brick and mortar stores. This year, JCPenney has closed up stores. So is Sears, Macy's. Top of mind for a lot of retailers right now is the back-to-school shopping season, which seems to have arrived already, at least at my local Target. They've sold off the patio furniture and pool floaties and replaced them with backpacks and notebooks. But today's back-to-school shopping season isn't what it once was. Mark Cohen is the director of retail studies at Columbia Business School. Before that, he was the CEO of Sears Canada. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
What was it like in the heyday of back-to-school shopping? What did that look like from a retailer's perspective?
Well, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, mom would stock up on all the things that she felt her kids were going to need for the upcoming school season. Retailers would create very, very powerful, all-encompassing promotions for all things kids. So there was this holiday during the summer or early fall, which mirrored the actual Christmas season for kids' products.
How is it different today? What do these retail sales look like now?
First of all, years ago, kids started to insinuate that they wanted in on the decision as to what they were going to be wearing. And so there were actually two back-to-school events. Kids would wait until school actually started, check out what their friends were wearing.
Very
and then
smart.
Mom would come back to the store and complete the ride. But you see, the promotions that were once a year that were strikingly aggressive and attractive now occur all year round. So the motivation to show up and shop certainly has dissipated enormously.
That's interesting. So the fact that all the stores have sales all the time means that I'm less likely to go out shopping in this time period that retailers used to count on me shopping as a mom.
If the deal is going to be available to you and the merchandise is going to be available all year round, what's the motivation to make this extraordinary trip to the mall and spend an enormous amount of money all at once?
Are people still buying the same amount of stuff, though, just over a broader period? So is it actually like hurt the bottom line of these retailers not to have this big promotional set of time?
There's no shortage of kids, and kids and their parents are not walking around without wearing any clothes. They're not walking around barefoot. So the demand side of the equation still is intact, but the consumer's acquisition of all of this stuff now takes place throughout the entire year. And then, of course, there is the intrusiveness of the internet.
You worked back in Sears. You did lots of back-to-school with Sears, right?
Yes, and other retailers, yes.
What was your best memory of that time as a retailer?
Well, years ago, I worked for Mervyn's, which was based in California. Mervyn's had an enormous kids business, kids apparel and accessories. And we treated back to school just like Christmas, very carefully calibrated our stores, inventory, and staffing to coincide with the actual school districts opening throughout the markets that Mervyn's serve. Mm-hmm. And so we were ready for it, and that's the heart and soul of retailing. It's ringing the bell for the parade that you're going to put on for your customers. It's the excitement of retail that I think, unfortunately, has diminished to some degree, especially in physical retailing.
Mark Cohen is Director of Retail Studies at Columbia Business School. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.